comes to beauty, I think of Ghana.
You're hearing a unique blend of musical talents from Ghana, New Orleans, and a little bit of Detroit. The song is Ghana from the CD entitled Payday from the band A L'Afrique. And you're going to have to excuse my French because it's terrible, but that's the best I can do. Joining me are two of the musicians behind the effort, Mark Palms, who produced the recording and played the fretless banjo, and Kofi Amayah, who played some of the Ghanaian percussion instruments and inspired the trip to Ghana, which plays a big role in this CD. Welcome to both of you. Kofi, let's start with you. We should mention you teach African music at Eastern Michigan University. Ghana is your home country. You and your brothers and a family friend are featured on the CD. How did it feel to be home and playing the music with them?
It just felt natural because when I was there, that's pretty much what we were doing. The one person would start playing and, you know, a minute, there would be two, five people, and then they keep building up. So Mark was able to experience that when he was there. When I was there, I was just used to it, so I wanted him to get a feel of how we used to live.
Mark, you took some recording equipment with you to Ghana. Were you just planning to catch some of the music for reference later, or did you have a CD in mind from the start?
Well, I didn't really have a CD in mind. I had one of those little Pro Tools M boxes, a couple of microphones, and I'm always trying to dig further into traditional music, so I knew that there was a relationship to the banjo in Africa, and I thought, well, gee, I'll just bring these microphones and see what I can collect.
Now, you let these recordings sit on the shelf for a while, and then you headed to New Orleans. Why New Orleans to do a mix for the CD?
Well, I've always felt that there's a strong connection with Africa and New Orleans and Louisiana with Zydeco music and jazz. And I've always wanted Kofi to get down to New Orleans and experience the music. I wanted them to experience his music. And so I had some recording time in the studio. My daughter lives in New Orleans. Natalie's a singer-songwriter, and I told her, gee, do you think we could come down there and grab some New Orleans musicians? And she said, okay, Dad, what do you need? I said, oh, a couple of horn players. And so she grabbed some local guys, and we just really did. We brought that New Orleans element into the music right on the spot in the studio. So it was a bit of a risk, but it really worked out.
Now, you brought in Matt Calloway of Detroit for guitar as well. So you've got that Ghanaian, Nolans, Motor City mix. what did all those parts add up to you?
Oh, well, that's the thing that I was really hoping for, was that connection with Detroit, with Michigan jazz as well as New Orleans jazz. And Matt, you know, he graduated from Wayne State University. He's very accomplished. He's played in my Cajun Zydeco band, and so I know the kind of talent and versatility he has. Hey, he's young, and he said, sure, you know, I'll take it on. So we brought him along.
I want to talk about the instruments just a little bit. Kofi, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about the instrument you play. It's an ancient mallet-based instrument. What's it called, and what makes it unique?
The instrument is called djel, and it's from Ghana, specifically the northern part of Ghana, and it's played by a few groups of people, and I've actually come across two, the Sisala and also the Dagara people, even though they share the same, you know, they almost like the same instrument, but sometimes different tuning. And it's made from a frame, you know, like a wooden frame, and on top of it are 15 keys, and each of these notes are tuned to a gourd underneath it. And I'm going to show you. It's tuned from high to low. And the lower key has a bigger gourd, and the highest pitch has a smaller gourd.
Right. There's a unique buzz to this instrument, though, that I don't think people are accustomed to hearing.
Yeah, that is the most unique thing about this instrument. And some people are still not used to it, so we always try to explain why we did that, because it was intentionally done. On the gourd, there are three holes cut on it. And traditionally, it's covered with a spider's egg sack case. I mean, I know it sounds a little yucky, but I started using a different paper from a UPS, because it's similar to that. I just, you know, rip it from the UPS envelope, and I cover it with it. And what happened is, when you strike the key, the air travels to the gourd, and it wants to come out. So it pushes the white pepper that we, you know, is on the gourd, and it creates the buzzing effect.
So what's the reason for the buzz? I mean, why do you want that effect?
We want it because we believe when it vibrates or when it buzzes, it causes some sort of vibration. And traditionally, we believe that there is water in our body, and sometimes it balances that, and it creates healing to the body. And I know people have similar beliefs here because you sit on massage chairs and you get vibrating, you know, all that vibrating
exactly.
effect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So most of African instrument has some sort of even the drums. Either they will have a snare on it to create a, you know, buzzing, or the xylophones will have something like this to create the vibe. You know, so it's very to the African people. It means a lot.
Mark, I wanted to talk about your fretless banjo. Mm-hmm. I think most people are familiar with a fretted banjo, but you don't. This instrument is quite a bit different than others I've seen. What's the history with it, and why did you decide to take that with you on your trip to Ghana?
Well, I've always enjoyed playing the banjo, and I like to play this mountain clawhammer style. And I learned about the origin of that really was from African Americans, slaves that brought over banjos made with gourds. And so you get this. You get kind of a nice percussive sound, and you have to slide into your notes. And I think it's really expressive. So I just took this as an opportunity to play this instrument and go to the origin of the instrument.
Well, let's hear how they sound together, the giel and the fretless banjo. Okay.
Yesu beye, Yesu beye, Yesu beye, oh oh, Yesu beye, Yesu beye, Yesu beye, Yesu beye, oh oh, Yesu beye.
Payday is the title track of the CD, and the group is called L'Afrique. And we've been talking to Mark Palms and Kofi Amaya. And thank you very much for coming in, guys. Appreciate you bringing your instruments in as well.
Oh, thanks Lester.
Thank you very much.